Talk to us about Uchik Peizu. What's drawn you to him?
Endo, who was at the game and played him at Crewe earlier on in the season. You know, he actually caught our eye last season and he was somebody we kept tabs on, got injured earlier on while he was at Watford. Went to Crewe to play some games and I've watched him numerous times and so have my staff, and he's a player I think can be a massive benefit to us for the end of the season.
He's a handful, isn't he? I mean, he's a big boy.
He is. You know, just going back to last Saturday, I watched him play against Port Vale and he was unplayable. Create space for other players. Has got goals in him as well, and I think the way we play, with the players we've got in and around him, the forwards we've also got, we'll get the best out of him.
Is that something perhaps you've missed, that kind of powerful presence?
No, he's completely different in a lot of ways. You know, he's very awkward to play against. He's got really good feet for a big lad. He's strong. Because of his brute strength sometimes, he takes two or three players out of the game with it as well, which will create spaces for others.
Has he still got raw elements to his game? I guess because of his age, he's going to have that, isn't he?
He is, but speaking to him, he's desperate to learn. He's a fantastic kid. You know, he's only been with us training a couple of days, and he's got a real will to better himself, and a real desire to really do well in the game, and they're the sort of people we want in the club.
Was it difficult to get him here? He's just been telling us that Crewe really did want to keep him. I mean, how were negotiations throughout the transfer?
Well, we knew his loan initially was up on the 25th, and we had him watched at length, and also contacted Watford about his availability, and it all came about from there.
Mm. Is there a deal in place for the summer?
I've seen that mentioned. You know, I think what we've got to do is be respectful to Watford as well. You know, if Uchik comes in here and does as well as we think we'll do, it might be something we'll try and do in the summer. But I think to have the conversation now is a little bit premature, because you don't know how the player's going to fit in between now and the end of the season, whether he's going to settle. We're sure he will, and how he's going to fit into the team that we've got here. So there's lots of different factors that go into that, and as I said, it's a little bit too early to talk about that.
Are you expecting to do any more business before the window closes?
No, not at the minute. You know, we actually had two bids turned down for a player last week, which we decided not to go any further with, because, you know, I've got to thank the board, because it was a bid of six figures for a player we thought would improve us. But what we won't do, and what I won't do, especially when the board are willing to allow me to do that, is go and pay over the odds for somebody, and that's what we felt it was, so we've moved on since then.
You won't tell us who it was, obviously, I understand that. But whereabouts in the team were you looking for?
I think it's just, if anything, you know, it was a forward-thinking player, and a player that we've watched a lot. But it wasn't to be, but we move on, you know, but it shows the ambition that the board and myself have got as well.
But of course it won't be long before the loan window opens again anyway. Is that something that you might look to utilise further down the road? Have you got thoughts in your head about that even now?
No, at the minute I feel the squad's as strong as I've had. You know, if you add Uchik to the three forwards we've got Dean Firmin coming back. And we're hopeful that Abdul's clearance, more than hopeful that Abdul's clearance will come through soon. And with everybody being fit, what that gives me is real quality and competition for places, which is something we've always wanted.
Anybody going out? Do you foresee anybody going out?
No, obviously Mark's went back, you know, and he goes back with everybody's best wishes. You know, sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. Didn't quite work out how Mark would have wanted it, or myself, you know, because it's a kid that had trailed for a long time. But he wanted to play football, and he wasn't getting that here with the competition for places. And he also had a desire to go back home. You know, he was over here on his own. His girlfriend was back and forward. His family was back there. And it gives him the opportunity to get back with his family and play some football as well.
He's got a good move out of it at the end of the day as well. But what went wrong for him here in terms of his football on the pitch? Was it this kind of level of football that he struggled with?
I don't think he struggled, because he's a good footballer. Initially, he had a really bad injury. It took him a long time to go over. This season, when he came in, he done well, picked up another niggle. And obviously, having Richie Wellens up to speed fitness-wise, sort of around October, November time, Dean Firmin, Paul Keegan, you know, it was difficult for him to get back in. And we just felt that, as a manager, I wanted to try and sort of push Harry Middleton through into that as well, because that's going to be the future of the club. And, you know, it was amicable, and, you know, Mark's a great kid. We got on really well.
And with Razak, you just referred to a moment ago, with that international clearance, have you got any indication when that's likely to come through?
It could be imminently, but at the same time, how long is a piece of string? We've done everything we can. Abdul's done everything he can. You know, we've got the work permit sorted. We're just waiting from a bit of paper from the Greek Federation, which seems to be taken, for whatever reason, we don't know, a bit longer than what it should.
How frustrating is that? Because obviously you're working with him on the training ground. You can see what he's able to give you without actually seeing what he can give you in that situation.
He's as frustrated as I am, because he's desperate to get going. He's got real quality about him on the ball. And he's something that will really complement the other players we've got. And we can see that in training. And the other players can see that in training, and that excites them a bit as well. So the sooner we get it through, the better.
But how much of a boost is it to have the two new players in at a time where actually you're giving yourself a right old shot of making a dart for the top six of the month?
It's always healthy and nice to strengthen when you're doing well. One, it keeps everybody on their toes. To, as I said already, it creates competition for places, and you know, I'll be in a, as much as we're talking about a settled team, what it does give me is the opportunity, with the amount of games, you know, I think with the Bristol City game being rearranged now, we're going to have from the Chesterfield game through to the end of February, which is 5 weeks, I think, 8 games. If we need to rest some, we can. If we need to change one or two around because of the opposition we're playing, we can. If I need to keep a winning team, I can, and it just gives me fantastic options. And all of them, the ones we've brought in and the ones that are competing for places, we feel has got different qualities about them.
And Chesterfield this weekend, it was a great game here, which you've won. A team that you'll presumably be looking to try and reel in, won't you?
Yeah, they're Cookie and Liam Richardson, and they've done a fantastic job. You know, I went and watched them Tuesday night against Crawley, and they get some really good players, forward-thinking players. They play good football. But I think we do as well, and I think we've got good players, and it's a game I'm looking forward to, because I think it'll be a really good football game. If it's anything like the game here, you know, I think Cookie was the same, our hearts will be in our mouth for the 90 minutes, but it was a fantastic spectacle. It was two teams who wanted to play football and wanted to play football in the right way, and I think we'll get that tomorrow.
A lot of people obviously tend to focus on Owen Doyle for the goals he's got at Chesterfield, but I'm sure you'd be the first to say that there's more to them than him, isn't there?
Yeah, Nanyuli up front is a proper handful, and that they combine really well.
And you Byron know. Harrison they've just taken
Yep, good sign as well. You know, and then they've got Klukas, Ryan, you know, they've got lots of good players in behind there as well. And Shea's coming into a bit of form, you know, the blow of Robert's been out injured, but Shea's came in and hit the ground running, so... Sam Morsey, got a lot of really good footballers in there, you know, but as I said, it's a game we're really looking forward to.
How well are you playing at the moment?
I think our form over the last 8 weeks now has been really good. I still think we can play better throughout the game. The most pleasing thing is it's defensively we're looking really sound, and I've said before, and I know it's boring, but that's given us a real base to go and play our football and pick up results.
And away form has been excellent, the home form not so much. You're not the only team, though, to be playing like that this season, better away than at home. Why is it in your case?
I think earlier on in the season we were a little bit too gung-ho at home, and teams were coming in, sitting back and hitting us in the break, and defensively we weren't as sound as what we should be. Away from home it was slightly different. You know, it was the flip side and the opposite. But over the last, you know, I think 4 games now, you know, we've had 3 clean sheets, you know, we've beat Coventry, drew with Bristol City, beat Barnsley, and had the draw with Notts County. So slowly but surely, and I think defensively the thing that stands out in the games, you know, there's 3 clean sheets in there, and that's gave us the basis to get our results at home and keep this run going that we've got.
And how much of a factor has Bywater been in that?
Yeah, he's been great. He'll be the first to admit that he's not had a save to make yet in the 2 clean sheets he's had. But he gives the players in front of him confidence, he dominates his area, and it's really important in this league that you've got a goalkeeper who's going to come and collect crosses. You know, this league more than the Championship, you know, a lot of balls come into your box and you want your goalkeeper to be brave and on the front foot and come and take them, and that's one thing that Stevie is.
And what about team news for the weekend? Anybody struggling?
No, Dean's on his way back at the minute as we speak. You know, been a bit of a shambles and the organisation out there about getting players back, which isn't ideal. But apart from that, you know, Rob Jones got 55 minutes the other night there. He needs another game or two under his belt before he can be considered. But it's really healthy at the minute. Everybody's fit, and and room to go. And it's amazing when you get competition for places, how the training intensifies all of a sudden as well.